Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. We'll get back into some of the Titans discussion here in just a little bit, but the Predators have reported for training camp. We will be out there at Centennial Sportsplex tomorrow, and we say hello to Predators forward Michael McCarron, who is on the line with us. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing great, fellas. Nice to be back.
Yeah, good to have you back. Everybody's excited. Big Sexy is on the line. He is back with us. How excited are you? I know you've been skating a little bit, but to get on the ice with all your teammates and compete and get this thing going, it's hard to believe you guys play a couple games on Monday.
Yeah, we're a hungry group, that's for sure. We all had great off seasons. We're coming in ready to go. We're hungry. We're ready to take the next step, and it's great being around the guys again, being on the ice with them, and like I said, getting that hunger back, and everybody's super excited.
You obviously like making the playoffs. You did that last year, but getting swept by the eventual Stanley Cup champions. I know you want to put last year behind you, but what are some things that you can learn and use as motivation as you all move into this year?
Well, I think there's a lot of guys that, don't have a ton of NHL playoff experience. We were a young team last year. Experience is key. I mean, you look at all the teams that eventually win the Stanley Cup and become juggernauts. They go through some of those, tough stretches in playoffs. It took Tampa, I think, 4 years in the playoffs, first, second round exits before they finally figured it out. And sometimes you just, you need that experience in you. And last year was a great, great learning curve for us. We weren't quite there. Obviously we were playing the best team in the league in the first round, but you definitely take some things and learn. The game's a lot faster in the playoffs. There's every little detail matters so much more. And like I said, experience can really help you and give you confidence going into this year.
Talking to Michael McCarron from the Nashville Predators. So, Michael, what was this morning like as you had the testing? It's sort of, I guess, the day you've got to get through to get onto the ice. So how difficult was that?
Yesterday was obviously physicals and off-ice testing, and then today was a little bit more challenging. We had our on-ice testing, and it's more nerve-wracking than anything because everybody comes in ready to go and in good shape. It's more just getting to this day is the nerve-wracking part. Once it's over, it's the fun begins. So tomorrow I'll speak for myself, but just super excited to finally getting a real practice and a real I think we have a little team scrimmage tomorrow too as well, so definitely excited to start playing some hockey again.
Fantastic. I know, like, the strength coach David Good, he's probably got goals for you. You're a big, strong player. What were some of the things you set out to do in the off season to come back in top shape or maybe even with on ice skills?
Yeah, so for me, I need to get more explosive. I need to be able to play with good pace. So for example, your high jump, your long jump, things like that where you can be really explosive. My first couple steps on the ice. And then obviously still always rounding out my game. It's you can't be a one-dimensional player in this league, and it took me a long time to learn that. So last year was a great stepping stone for me, and to be able to build off that this summer was great going into the summer with some confidence. And those are a couple things that I really looked to gain an edge on.
One of the things that we talked about a lot, I was just up at the broadcasters meetings in New York, and they just showed a lot of clips about how exciting the game is, right? The skilled players, and they cracked down on some of the tactics that years and years ago bigger, stronger players could do to contain the skill players. So that's got to be a unique challenge for you as a big, strong player, because teams like you guys, you want to play big, strong, tough, but at the same time, if you can't be quick enough to handle the skill guys, there's going to be a big price to pay. So it's maybe not like it was in a previous era, even if you want to be, an intimidating, tough team.
Yeah, I mean, you look at some of those clips back in the 90s and 80s and early 2000s. I mean, you could hook and hold. You could basically wrap your stick around a guy and just you know, sled behind him the whole way down the ice. I mean, that must have been pretty nice back for the big boys back then. But, no, I mean, you look at all the guys now. I mean, even guys my size, everybody's super agile. They can move well. You know, that was always probably one of my biggest downfalls was my skating and my speed. And, you know, I came into camp last year, and I had a good camp, and I was able to finally grow into my body. It took me a while there. So, yeah, no, you definitely have to be – you got to be agile. You got to take good angles. You got to think the game a lot smarter when you're – I wouldn't say necessarily a slower guy, but, you know, a guy like in my shoes, you got to think the game a little bit better so you don't get caught out of position. So things like that to think about. But, yeah, being a big guy, it's back in the 90s must have been pretty fun.
Yeah, I would think so. It made life probably a little bit easier, but it is great for us fans watching some of the great balance between the physical part of the game plus the skill that you see on display here. So, Mike, I want to ask you about Ryan McDonagh because he's a big addition. He's been in a lot of winning locker rooms. I know it's early, but what are your first impressions of him?
Yeah, he's super nice guy. Obviously, family man. He's got a couple kids. He's soft spoken. He doesn't speak a whole lot. Super nice guy. I mean, he gets on the ice for practice, and you know, he just does what he does. He doesn't, you know, make a lot of noise. I would say steady Eddie. He's a great player. You can't make a pass through him. He's knocking everything down. He's won, I don't know how many cups, but two or three cups. He's a stud. It's great to have him in our locker room. Great to have that winning pedigree around, and definitely can learn from a guy like that.
Michael McCarron is with us, Predators forward. The Predators announced today that Pekka Rinne is returning to the organization as a special advisor and, you know, is working with some of the goalies in training camp. How cool is that to have him back in the fold in a different capacity?
Coach Rinne.
Yeah, it's definitely cool seeing him around. It's different. We were having lunch the other day, and he wasn't sitting with us. He was sitting over with the coach.
What's he doing over there?
He went to the dark side, that's for sure. But, no, it's definitely great to have him around. He's another guy that, you know, you can just pick his brain and ask him questions. And, you know, from a forward aspect in my shoes, you can ask, where's the open spot when I'm on this part of the ice? Like, where should I be looking? At when there's a goalie in the net, where should I be looking? Where could I be to beat a guy? Great to have a guy like that because, I don't know how many games he's played, but probably, going to be a Hall of Famer. He's one of the best goalies to ever lace him up. So great to have that experience as well around. Probably huge for a guy like Juice and, our backup goalies. So great addition to have around the locker room, that's for sure.
And then finally, how was the Smashville showdown Monday night at Hawkins Field?
Oh, that was so fun. Yeah, we had a good time. Our whole team seemed to really enjoy it. The great camaraderie. The Vandy boys were super helpful and nice with us. And it was cool to be in that atmosphere. I was in the Home Run Derby. I didn't hit any out of the park, so I was kind of embarrassed a little bit. But, man, it's not as easy as it looks.
No, not at all. Michael, appreciate the time today. We'll be out there tomorrow, so we'll be sure to say hi. But looking forward to another great season, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, guys. Have a great day.
Michael McCarron, Predators forward, joining us again. We'll be live at Centennial Sportsplex tomorrow for Predators training camp as they'll be on the ice. We'll see. Is it Coach Rinne or Coach Pex? How do we
That's
want
a good
to,
question.
Coach Pex.
I think it's Coach
Pex.
Coach Pex. I think that's probably the way to go.
It's a great story about the first time you see a guy like that sitting with the coaches,
yeah,
and not sitting.
That's
with the
what
players.
We thought of Chase.
Yeah.
Remember,
what are you doing?
Like Chase was over with
when
the suit.
When he became the suit, yeah.
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 Like,
yo, okay. Chase, you want to come sit with us? Sorry, guys,
I can't sit with you.
I'm eating steak now, fellas.
Right, gotta sit over here. You know, but I'll come say hi later. Maybe. We'll see. Looking forward to that. But coming up next, going to get back into the Titans. I know Todd Downing was talking to the media. We'll hear, and he actually was asked about Josh Gordon. So we will get into that a little bit coming up next here on Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.